On Wednesdays at this time, we focus on the workplace. A reality in many workplaces was underlined by this month's departure of the Hewlett-Packard CEO. Carly Fiorina was one of the few women to lead major corporations. Of the Fortune 500 companies, just 8 have female CEOs, and that's as many as there have ever been. Sheila Wellington of the Stern School of Business at New York University gives several reasons why more women are not in charge.
When you ask the women themselves what's holding them back, what they'll tell you is stereotypes, exclusion from those informal networks that kind of clue you into what's really going on, and also that while women are in the business pipeline, they're in the wrong place. Women are in support jobs. Women are in staff jobs. But business leadership grows from the people who are in line jobs, profit and loss jobs, the jobs that are about the business of the business.
You mean the person who is in sales or the person who is actually making the computers or making the cars? That is the person who would end up being a CEO.
The person who's running the plant is the person who's going to end up being the CEO. The person who's in human resources, the person who's in communications, is rarely going to be the CEO.
How has it happened that women have ended up in what you describe as the wrong jobs for advancement?
Nobody's really quite sure. The issue is, do they jump or are they pushed? Lots of women tell me, for example, that what they heard in the middle part of their career as they were getting up the ladder, oh, you're so good with people. Why don't you go into human resources? Oh, you speak so well. You deal so well with people. Why don't you go into communications or government relations? But then there are other women who say, I was traveling all the time. I was working 80 hours a week. I wanted more control over my time. You can get that in a support role, and I went for it. So my hunch is it's a little bit of both.
Now, of the women who have managed to get to leadership positions, those 8 executives in the Fortune 500 and a number of other executives, obviously, at smaller companies, what are they saying about the way that they're accepted as executives or as women, for that matter?
When women will really level with you, most women in leadership positions will say it was a tough climb and they still have to work to be accepted as strong, competent leaders. Leadership is a quality that somehow is associated with being a man, a strong, steady, big guy. When the boat starts to rock, there tends to be a sense that the captain should be a guy to get you to port safely.
Now, you teach a course at NYU's Business School on women in business leadership, I understand.
I teach a course called Women in Business Leadership.
Mostly women in that class?
Mostly women in that class.
Are they optimistic about their prospects?
My students are mostly mid-20s, early 30s. I think they are very optimistic. They know that they have to work hard, but they feel that the sky's the limit on their career, and I aim to help them make that come true.
Ought they be optimistic about their futures?
I think young women today ought to be optimistic about their futures because they do have more role models, because they're more aware of the barriers, and also their partners or their spouses are much more committed to the dual career lifestyle than the generations that went before them. And I think that those are reasons for optimism.
We've been talking to Sheila Wellington, a professor at the Stern School of Business at New York University. It's been fun talking to you. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.